Yeah. How did it get so successful?
Playing since 2011, not 2012, and I'm kind of stupid, and not paying attention to math. The Angel Project started because of my time in test. I don't know really how deep of a relationship you guys have. I know that you have been working together, but test is back when I was with them, when we were in Fountain, and Delve was just some place we went on the weekends to party. They weren't very nice to new players, and in their forums, they had these long threads about things that they would do to scam new players out of their stuff. You know, the whole contract me all your stuff and I'll move it out to the system for you. And when you get out there, we'll accept your application into Corp and get you right in. And the new player would give them all their stuff and then fly out. You don't get any stuff back and you can't come in. And I get that scamming and, you know, stealing is all part of the game. And I'm fine with that. It's just, I didn't want it to be a big part of my game. So kind of to balance out what I was seeing, I decided to. It's basically been so successful because I have a very, very big mouth and I pester people to give me stuff. And I'm also not afraid to make a big fool out of myself. So I'll record a video asking for things or talking about contests that we're having, and I'll look like a great big dumbass. And it's all, you know, in fun and it's in good spirits. So I am totally okay with putting myself out there like that. But I just, when I first started playing, somebody gifted me with 50, which, if all of you guys know, when you're a new player and you're doing those tutorial missions and you're out there doing your level one missions and you get 200,000 ISK, you're like, woo, that's half a rifter. Somebody gives you a gift like 50 million, it means the world to you. So I wanted to be able to do that to get more people in and not scared to fly. And it's been awesome. It's 2 years next month that I've been running this, and I don't have any intentions of stopping.
Oh wow. That's awesome. I know like we all try to help newbies out as much as we can. You know, we can definitely do more. What's been some of like the biggest highlights of the Angel Project? Like I know that you get some pretty off the wall requests and stuff, but like what's been kind of your proudest moment of it so far?
Well, last year for the first birthday, and I'm doing it again next month for the second birthday, I do a really big giveaway where players who are more than 45 days old and less than a year old submit their name via email. And last year I got about 1,100, and most of them were actual eligible entries and not people who were just like, I'm 3 years old, but I need stuff. And I gave away really cool stuff.
Like what?
I'm pulling up that page right now because for my grand prize ship. Oh yes, he picked a Tengu that had 12 plex stuffed in it. The
Oh
second
wow.
prize was a pimped out daredevil with 6 plex, and then there were five people who won what I called starter packages of whatever career they wanted. So if they wanted to do mining, they got a bunch of mining ships and books, and things to do that. If they wanted to do PI, if they wanted to do PvE, you know, I think one guy got like 50 ships that were all fit and to do PvE and a bunch of stuff. So each of those packages were worth about 500 million. To be able to do that and to know that there were people out here that were crazy enough to donate the stuff, that, and CCP threw in a collector's edition to the grand prize winner too. So the amount of support that I get just it makes me proud every day.
That's awesome. Like, truly. What were the eligibility requirements? And in general, what are the eligibility requirements for Angel Project?
For that particular giveaway, like I said, it's you have to be more than 45 days old and less than a year old, and that's it. And yes, I do check every single name to make sure that you fit into the age window. But to get stuff from the Angel Project itself, there isn't a requirement. I wanted to create something where people could go and ask for help, and find mentors and get advice, regardless of their affiliation. Because I know, you know, a lot of like Eve University, even PL has Waffles. I mean, every large entity will help their new players, but they're new players. I wanted to be able to make something where it doesn't matter who you are or who you're affiliated with or where you fly or what you do. If you need help, you can go get it. And basically all you have to do is ask. Just don't try to scam me because I'm getting really good at smelling those out.
Word. So I just linked it in Fleet, the link to Sindel's Angel Project page. So I know like we do have resources in BNI and Brave, and Test has Test Free, and so there's a lot of new brands in this coalition. But I know that we can always do better, and I know that there's people that are falling through the cracks. So I'll put that link up there, Sindel, if you don't mind. And if anybody need extra help with something and you for some reason can't get hold of us, then there's always this as an option as well. So we've kind of modeled a lot of what we do on the Brave Dojo after kind of this Angel Project idea of equipping people with, you know, the basic tools they need to get by in EVE. And I know, like, you know, Goons have their program, and like you were saying, PL has their program and everything else. What are some like things that you've noticed that are patterns in these programs, and what are some things that you think we could do better with them? Maybe some things that we're just not getting. Do you see anything like that going on?
Honestly, I don't know enough about the different separate ones to know what anyone's doing.
Oh yeah,
wrong,
I'm sorry. I wasn't
right.
Trying to be like, yeah, you're an expert on all of this. But yeah, like what was do you know anything specific about BNIs?
I only know that I give you guys ships in groups of 500 or when blow them up spectacularly.
Yes, I think if you look at the stats, BNI loses one frigate every, like, I think it's every 3 minutes.
Well, you're welcome.
Every 3 seconds. I can't remember. It's, like, absurd.
That is crazy. And I approve.
And you were a bit, you're a big part of that, so thank you.
They're pixels, and they're meant to explode, and any chance that I have. You know, it's funny because I give stuff to large groups all the time, but whenever I load up, like we go on a group of us will go on a big freighter run and we'll run to wherever you guys are because I can never fit all of them into just my chair on. But whenever I'm going to deliver to Brave, I always get, and then I watch stats for the next couple of days because every time I give you guys a large pile of frigates, you like go nuts for the next 3 to 5 days, big push in the amount of times you die. And I just, it makes me happy to know that you're using these things the way you're supposed to be.
Yeah. So being said, just hint, we are now like kind of sort of doing official frigate doctrines of Condors, Kestrels, Bursts, Wallaces, Merlins. So just saying, if you get a good jump to catch, you know, we'll welcome you with open arms.
I would love to. And another thing that I love about you guys is the couple of times I've, when I've delivered and I was on comms before with, you told me to message you when I was 2 jumps out. And then I had this party of Brave newbies escort our freighters in to station to make sure that nobody touched us. It's been glorious every time. And always just, you guys are just so happy to blow shit up. I like that.
That's what we live for.
But thank you for not blowing up my chair on, because that's kind of expensive.
No problem. Well, what's it like in NPL? Just that's kind of a big organization. Just kind of change gears here. Are you guys going to come party with us sometime down in Ketch?
Most of our FCs right now, like the really active ones, are currently training for the Alliance tournament. We do have run fleets. I'm not really that active during the week, and you know, during the weekends, if I catch a fleet, then I will go. But I go where they tell me to go, and I am never entirely sure where they're going to send me.
Right.
I'm a grunt. I'm special in my own little world, but in PL, I'm just a cog in a machine.
All right, well, that's fair. Well, we look forward to seeing you anytime you deploy wherever we are close. I had a lot that I really wanted to ask. Your music is a big part. I think anybody that's played EVE for a little while has encountered a Sindel Pelion song, so.
Unfortunately, yes. I'm sorry to make your ears bleed.
Oh my gosh. I just can't get them out of my head. That's the only thing that's really frustrating about them. So
I want you to
what?
imagine my life then, because it's every single time there is a new song that comes out, and my head will just change the lyrics. I have dozens of songs. I mean, I think I've only released like seven of them, but there are dozens of them that I will just sing and just completely change the words. It drives my husband crazy. It drives my kids crazy. I can't enjoy music anymore because everything becomes.
That's awesome. So what made you start recording Eve songs? Like, what was like the first spark you had to say, I'm gonna just put this out there?
It's mostly, I feel like it's peer pressure. Most of what we do in Eve is peer pressure, not necessarily in a bad way. But in TweetFleet, and I don't know if a lot of you guys are on Twitter, but you should be, because it's probably the most fun that I've had in this game, is getting to know all these people from all over this on Twitter. So in TweetFleet, right when Call Me Maybe, Carly Rae Jepsen came out, they were pushing for a Pod Me Maybe parody. And they, I mean, for weeks, that's all they could talk about was somebody has to do Pod Me Maybe, somebody has to do Pod Me Maybe. So I was like, okay, fine, I'll do it. And I wrote out the lyrics and I recorded a version of it, and I didn't like it, so I was getting it cleaned up by a sound person that I knew. And in the time that it took him to look at it, David K. Magnus released Fight Us Maybe, and my song got flushed down the drains. It 2 days after his, the same song, it just wasn't going to work. At the time, we were fighting SoCo, and every day it was shoot AAA, log out, log in, shoot AAA, log out. And this was my life. So one day I'm sitting on a Titan and I'm waiting to bridge to go shoot some AAA, and I had Maroon 5 playing, and it was payphone, and I started making up words, and then I just recorded Titan, and kind of, I can't stop now.
Dude, it's so cool to see just what you can come up with on these parodies. I've seen them before, but today, just getting ready for this, I just kind of went back to your SoundCloud page, and I've just been like playing them all day. So there is one. If I put it in the message of the day of the fleet of the class, that is the one that you did a video with Rick Stravix. Dumb Ways to Die.
I do love that. That video is amazing.
And we have a little like Brave Doobies shout out in there. So I wanted to just take this time to thank you for mentioning us.
You know what?
What?
About a week before that song was released, you guys moved to Barlaget. I was so mad at you. Because by then I'd
Yeah.
already recorded the song and given it off to Rix, and it took him about 5 weeks to do all of the animation for it. And in that time, you guys had moved, and I'm like, I need my song back. And you can't have that song back. I'm like, but I need it back. They moved. You don't understand. They moved. So I'd like to thank you guys for moving, and really must insist that you move back.
Well, I think for the moment we're all very, very tired of moving. So I hope that we stay in catch for a little while, at least to get some of our moving fatigue out of the way. But it was really cool to see that shout out, and I really appreciate it. I think probably somebody's gonna ask if you would do like anything for commission or anything like that, or do you just kind of like let your own like free flow, you record whatever you want.
There have been talks before of, partnerships and payment for people asking for specific songs and stuff, and I've always entertained the idea, but I've never actually done it. Somebody offered to buy me to finance a Titan for me if I Eve parody of What Does the Fox Say, and the fact that I was able to turn that down should let you know just how adamant I am about not doing certain things.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. I can't believe you have that kind of restraint. Well, good for you. We all look forward to any future recordings you do. And if you want to name Brave or Hero or whoever else, we're happy with that as well.
I would love to. I'm just for you guys. I've the only one I've ever actually done for a group was No Holes Barred. I had to sing a ransom on their comms and with words that they gave me, because they helped me out when I was doing some exploration stuff. But love Brave, and I know that Brave loves me, so I would not be above doing something for you guys.
Oh man, we would just melt. I'm melting right now.
Oh, let me stop.
Take a second. It's very cool. Gosh, I have some questions, just like Eve questions for you. What is, are you, like, first of all, if you're in game, what are you flying, or what are you station spinning?
Actually, that's funny, because I was spinning on Sindel, right? When you asked that, I had clicked over from Angel to Sindel, because I have them both logged in. And
oh, what, I'll tell you what I'm spinning, if you tell me what you're
doing. I'm spinning a Caracal, and it's the, oh, the fancy, help me out here. One of the skins. It's,
the one that starts with an N?
Yeah, the Nugo Huvi.
Yeah.
I think that's how, I just totally butchered that, I don't even care, but the really pretty one.
I'm spinning a Harpy right now.
And then on Angel, I have her logged in, and she only flies around in a leopard.
Nice. What skill training are you currently working on?
Well, I have three accounts, and my on Angel. Angel doesn't train anything. She is purely administrative. I had her train to start her own corp, and then I had her train to be able to do contracts, and that was it. So I have another character on exploration / industrial alt, and she is training supply chain management 5.
Nice.
Sindel is on a training plan that Headliner, one of the PLFCs, gave to me, because he took a look at my skill sheet and said, your skills are awful. And I said, I'm a Minmatar pilot. Made us fly a lot of Minmatar ships, and PL mostly flies Galenti stuff because apparently they hate. So I had to completely start pretty much from scratch, and I am training sensor linking 4 so that I can train something after that. I don't remember. Like, he gave me an 8-month-long skill plan, Keyless.
Oh my gosh.
And then after that, because that one's almost done, I have control 4 going, and then I have to go back and check the other one. But yeah, it's been crazy. I'm about halfway done, but when I saw that I had to train like a Mar carrier to 5, bad things were going through my head.
Oh no, that's a big switch though. I mean, like, anytime anybody has to go from like one end of the skill tree to like a completely different skill set. I mean, Minmatar being artillery and guns and autocannons. And then Galente being so drone heavy, like, that's quite a big jump.
100,000 drone points in drones when I started this plan.
Wow. Well, do you have any advice for people that are having to deal with like a lot of jumping around in their skill training?
Don't do it.
Oh no, that's not what I wanted you to say.
Seriously though, it doesn't, like, my explorations / industrial alt, that's just, that doesn't make any sense. And that right there tells you that I didn't concentrate on something, and that leads to all kinds of trouble. I have skill points allocated all over the place that I don't need and I don't use. When you have a pilot, you pretty much figure out when you first start, or even before you start, what you want to do. When you get into the game, you figure out relatively quickly what you like to fly and what you don't like to fly. I liked Minmatar ships because I love projectile weapons. I liked the fact that I was bullets into a gun and shooting them out of a spaceship. I didn't like lasers. It was like two Star Wars for me. I liked the fact that my ship looked like it was going to fall apart. So that's why I trained strictly that. You know, you'll find your niche. Stay in it. And it's okay to branch out, but if you're going to branch out to the point where your skills are going to bounce from one end of the spectrum to the other, just create another tune.
That's good advice. I have quite a lot in, like, mining, because that's what I did when I was a newbie to make money. I think everybody's kind of like that. But you do end up, if you're doing a combat pilot, you do kind of end up cross-training everything after a certain point.
But you get to the point where it's okay that you're cross-training. Like, my character's 3 years old, and she can fly, I think she can fly every subcap, which is neat, but it took a while to get to that point.
No, absolutely. That's a lot. Well, cool. Well, what is your favorite ship to bring to a fight right now?
I've been flying a lot of intercept, like whenever it's Stiletto, faster than you can say undock, because I like being on kills and I like ruining people's day. So the fact that I can like orbit you and kite you and there's nothing you can do except sit there and watch me scram you to death while my friends shoot you, I mean, that's it's really fun.
Those are some of the most fun ships that I've found in the game so far. I think a lot of people here do as well. You just kind of fall in love with them.
And before all of the changes when they got buffed, warp speed changes, they were okay, but now they're so fast and I have the warp speed implant in my clone, so my Stiletto is like it's ridiculous.
Well, you should bring it down to catch and come fight us.
Yes,
1v1 at the sun.
I will bring my lone Stiletto and watch you guys blob me. It will be great.
You should like fit it with a Sino and like call in the PL fleet on top of you.
You know, sometimes I used to fly around to do that just to scare people when I first got into PM, just because, that's what we're known for. So I'd fly some random cheap shit all over the place and then just light a Sino and sit on a gate, and people would not come near me. Nobody would shoot me. I'd be in a 0.3 system going, why is nobody coming near me? It's because they were scared that PL was going to jump through with caps at any given second.
That's awesome. Do you have any advice for new players that are starting the game? If, for instance, like maybe somebody that has just started and they come across this recording and we're talking about stuff, like what would you tell them as like a day one newbie to do so that they can feel better about this massive learning curve?
One, don't get frustrated. It's frustrating. So okay, I guess I don't say don't get frustrated. Don't get frustrated to the point where you give up and quit. Any problem can be navigated through, and any situation that you're in, you can either figure it out just by clicking all over everything. So many guides out there for new players, or even not necessarily new players. If I want to go out there and learn how to better explore, or do this or that, there are guides for any level of Eve player to go out there and do anything. Just take the time. If you're going to a game and play it, know that it's basically another job. So take the time to learn how to do your job. There's gonna be rough times, and you're going to probably break computer peripherals like your mouse or your headset a couple of times, but my husband's laughing at me because I've done it. But don't give up. And definitely, definitely don't find a group like Brave or sit in the help channel. And yeah, for every one helpful person, there's 5,000 trolls, but there is that one helpful person. This is a beautiful game. It's a very rich and diverse game. And it's very easy to find something that you will absolutely love to do and just lose yourself in it. But to get to that point, you have to the crap, especially at the beginning. But I mean, if you just sit there and click through all the tutorials, I mean, you get free stuff, and you get ISK, and then you send me a note that says I need more ISK, and then I send you ISK, and then everything is fine. You can
Yeah.
do it. You can do it.
Just gonna take one baby step at a time. All right, so I'm actually sitting in a fleet, and I do this thing where I like put a line in the fleet and people ask questions. This is sort of how we do our Q&A because we've kind of established like this silent listening room where like nobody can like talk and stuff.
I see that. It's very
Yeah.
sad to me.
Yeah, I like last masterclass, we actually jumped down to classroom one where people can just like ask questions and I don't have to do the line in fleet. And I think it worked out really well. So I can do the line in fleet thing, but if you guys promise to be really good and not like be like, hee hee, it's a girl, or like, stupid shit that you guys usually do sometimes, we can actually like have a conversation and just jump down here and let your questions flow. Okay.
Just
I'm
kidding.
sorry.
Totally a girl.
Oh my gosh, my intel is really wrong on that. Okay, let's go down here then to classroom one, and we'll go from there.
Eight.
Cool.
I do not,
Oh, you want to reread the question?
oh, sorry. Yes, I forgot. The people listening at home cannot. It says, I teleported bread. I listened to the Hijack podcast today, which Mike Azariah was on. He said that you're having trouble finding new entries. How do you try to reach out to non-meta individuals? Do you ever run Gantt trums? No, I do not. One, because I am the last person who should ever be responsible to teach anybody anything about this game unless it's how to probe. I panic in combat situations, which is why I'm so glad I have an FC. And
FC, please.
this is why I like being a grunt in PL, because they tell me where to go and what to do and who to shoot, and I do it. But when I used to go out in small gangs and roam and stuff, it's like deer in headlights when someone starts shooting at me. I have absolutely no idea what to do. So I normally go when I fly with my husband. Oh, the computer next to me. So he's like, point him, turn on your damage control. Are you going to sit still the entire time? Come on, kite somebody. So, no, I don't have any intentions to ever run anything. But as far as finding new players, I 100% rely on word of mouth. So I'll go on podcasts and I will go on like Eve Radio shows or New Eden Radio. I've been on there before. And whenever I have a big thing like the second birthday giveaway, I will reach out to the CCP community team and a dev will more than likely put something on their splash page letting people know. But yeah, I rely on you guys to tell people that I'm out there.
Sweet. Seltzer had a question about the Angel Project having Logi packs, and how, like, do they go up to cruisers or what?
I rely 100% on donations. So if I don't really try to buy a lot. What I normally buy is when I'm outfitting large groups of ships to pass off to groups like you guys, that is usually when I buy things. But I just take what people give me. So if somebody gives me 10 scimitars or a few oneros, then I will have those to give away. Sometimes I get donations of battleships, and if someone a battleship, can I have an Apocalypse, if I actually have that, I'll be like, yeah. If I don't have one, I'll be like, absolutely not. I am not buying that for you. But
Nice.
I will help with Logi, absolutely. Logi is your friend. And it's funny because I just wrote another parody in this last week, and I'm having the background music did for me this weekend because I can't find what I like. And it is a song that is a tribute to Logi pilots.
Oh my gosh. I am so excited about that. As somebody who flies Logi, this is going to be so awesome. Thank you.
No, thank you. I actually, because have a friends when I fly people, even if I'm fighting against another fleet, if there's like Tweet Fleet and somebody's flying Logi, I'll see that I'm locked up and I'm like, what? Why am I locked? Oh, look, it's the other team's Logi locking me up, ready to heal me.
Nice. All right, I'm gonna put another lead and we'll go.
And no, Tempest does not smell bad. She actually smells quite lovely.
Elinor wants to know if you can sing for
Maybe. I have had a little bit of rum tonight. Oh, and why do I like licking people? I don't know. That was just a thing that I started at FanFest a few years ago, and I quit doing it when somebody licked me and I felt how awful it was. To take this moment to apologize to anybody I may have licked who is listening right now, I had no idea it felt like rubbing a wet sponge across your face.
All right, well,
And you have a ship with my name still on it, I will put one of my corpses in the hold for you. You're very welcome.
right, I'll put another line in. Yeah, I know, sorry about the comms, everybody. We messed it up as usual.
Was it just that I couldn't get into the teacher room? Could I get into the student room?
No, we had it set up where, I had anybody who was on the dojo staff had dragged privileges, and so I was just able to drag. And somehow, when we did our little security reset today, it just wiped those privileges and then only set it so that you can be in this channel. So I don't know why, but I'm trying to get in touch with Liquid. So You guys entertain yourselves for a second. I'm going to try to fix this.
Okay, well, I'm going to need you guys to entertain me, so start typing neat things into Fleet. Ready? Break. This is very entertaining. I do like that.
Oh, I know. We could do this. Put it what you think the next Eve parody song should be.
Or if you can try to predict what the song is that I am doing next that is about Logipilots, I will sing it for you.
I'm going down. I'm yelling, heal me. You guys, we need more songs. Keep typing songs.
I didn't say it was a new song. I said it was my new song. Logi Inferno. I love it. But no. Air horns.
What is the thing with PL and air horns?
It's not PL and air horns. It's Nick Fuzzy and air horns. Nick Fuzzy, he streams and he hangs out and he actually, you talk to him on comms. He responds by blowing air horns or making noises. And he has a whole, giant pile of sound bites that fit everything from movies and TV shows. So that's where the air horns came in. They came in from him, but during BTECR, I didn't log in because I was told not to log in because I would just die. Because by the time I saw it was already too late. But Nick Fuzzy was logged in and he was streaming the entire time and he would just randomly hit the air horn. And I think it was more to wake himself up than anything else, but it was very entertaining. I do not have an alt in Hero, no.
Why don't you?
Well, see, I just started my third account, so I can create a character to stick in there. But I have Sindel and my Jita market alt on one account. I have the Angel Project and my manufacturing industrial alt on a second account. And then my third account I started so that I could put a pilot and stay frosty. Mittens, it's nice to see you again. Not really. Just kidding. Tell your wife I said hi.
Alright, so why can I think we on this Logi song, because I'm still racking my brain about it.
Well, it's 10 years old.
Oh my gosh, guys, break out your 2004 libraries. So what's you've been to FanFest and Lichten went to FanFest. Did you meet Lichten there?
I did. That poor man was the entire time, but still sang karaoke.
That's awesome.
I think I have a recording of it. Hold on, let me check my phone.
Oh my gosh. If you have a recording of Lichten singing karaoke, we need to post that right now.
I will check. I know I have, there is a group of about 30 men on stage singing Bohemian Rhapsody. That was quite amazing.
Ellender thinks that it's Take Me Out.
It is not. But yes, I think Google is going to shut down.
I think so. There's going to be this big spike in Britney Spears, and it's just going to be crazy.
God, is 99 Problems 10 years old? Holy crap.
99 problems, but a lock ain't one.
If you guys start just typing every single song on this list, I will laugh. Please don't do it, though.
I think they are. Alright, I'm still stalling trying to find Kigali. You've played since 2011, so what's been your favorite engagement that you've had so far, or a campaign, I guess, that you've participated on?
Oh, there have been so many really, really, really fun fights that we've done. I not necessarily the really, really big Fleet fights. Those aren't fun, but I don't know. When you're doing PvP at the time, it's really not fun. It's kind of stressful. But when you look back at it, I think every single fight that I've ever had, even the ones where I've died horribly, miserably, and first, have just been a blast.
Do you get called primary a lot?
I used to. When I first started doing the parody songs, especially after my second was Macaulay Cries, which is no longer on my SoundCloud because SoundCloud took it down because they suck. I got shot a lot by AAA. And, you know, for that first 6 months after To Know Who I Was, I definitely got shot and potted and my corpse scooped way more than I really would have thought possible. But now, you know, I think it's, I'm pretty nice. I think anyway, people agree that I'm pretty nice, and I think that a lot of people feel bad killing me now.
Have you donated a corpse to the dojo yet?
I have not. Would you like one?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yes, this was actually a fundraising idea last year, but I didn't know how I would be able to pull it off.
Oh my gosh, no.
From like really famous or infamous Eve players, and then just auction them off to the highest bidder. Like ask Kripa for one and ask Mittens for one, and you know, just get people that nobody likes or everybody loves. See how much money I can get for the Angel Project. I just never did it. So if you guys want to just take that idea and run with it.
That's actually, this is kind of, I think, what Kigali wanted to talk to you about is he's actually been working on this for about 6 months now. And he keeps being like, okay, we're going to do an auction. We're going to do an auction. And now I think we just have so many corpses like built up in our little like dojo corpse library. We're just going to have to figure out like an app or some way that people can like bid on the corpses so that it's done efficiently, because we have a lot, very rare editions as well.
Really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Really fine varieties. So yeah, that's something that we're actually planning on doing to raise money for the dojo, because we want to be able to, you know, ideally hook up all of our newbies with free frigate packs and, you know, even like bigger things, more expensive things. So it's not like we try to do that already. We do as best as we can. I mean, we have people that hand out free ships and we have like the free skill book program. But you know, we can always do more. And I think when we do the corpse auction, we'll probably be putting a lot of that into some really cool bells and whistles for the Brave Dojo and BNI.
Well, definitely let me know anything, because I would be happy to.
Oh, absolutely. We will definitely get in touch when it comes to that. All right.
I have to tell you something.
What?
Actually, I have to tell you something. I have to tell Sir Puppy Punch something. You guessed which song it was.
Oh my gosh, it's Milkshake?
No, it's not.
Sir Puppy Punch, we need you.
The dyslexia is strong with that one, but yes, it is Toxic.
Oh man, isn't the internet great? The
internet's a giant piece of crap sometimes, but okay.
Well, I will say, and make a little addendum here, if you're not prepared to sing, that's totally fine.
But if you have it recorded, so if I don't, then I look like a chump, and then you guys aren't going to love me anymore, and that's just lame.
Alright, cool. I was giving you a way out.
Okay, and I appreciate that. I'm kind of somebody who has to rely a lot on people trusting her, given what I do in-game, so... If I say I'm going to do something and then I don't do it, I look like a douchebag and no one's going to trust a douchebag. You can disable spinning?
No. No way.
Get the hell out of here. I had no idea. Okay, before I start this, I want to say that it's not the actual dance version of it, because I don't like that version. But I don't watch The Voice either, because I don't watch TV, but there was a girl who auditioned on The Voice like a couple of years ago, and she did a really neat acoustic version of it, so I'd try that. I am like mind blown that you can turn off ship spinning.
I am too. I think if anything we can take away from this dojo class today, it's that you can apparently disable ship spinning.
Well, I am sending my husband up the stairs to go yell at my children and lock them in a room so they stop screaming, so that doesn't show up on recording. And then I'm trying to find my pop filter so that I don't spit all over you guys when I sing at you. So glad I drank all that rum earlier.
I think we are too.
I have not created Eve accounts for my children, but getting them mining and earning mommy some money, because everyone should, you know, work hard to get their own. But
come on, kids, mommy needs a new icon. That's actually a good plan. I've heard that floated a couple of times. like kids asked to go outside and say, not until you get a couple more million M cubed of ore.
Mine don't ask to go outside. They ask if they can play Titanfall.
Nice.
Why is your keyboard sticky? Never mind. Don't answer that.
Oh, I have a question. What's your favorite fleet drink?
I am a red wine or scotch person. I am only drinking rum and coke right now because I was out by the pool earlier and I didn't want to bring a glass of wine with me so that the neighbors would know that I like drinking at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, because that just felt wrong. So normally I am either sipping on a Rioja or some kind of 15-year-old scotch.
That sounds really classy.
Well, no, see, I'm kind of a tinier person. I'm pretty small, so it doesn't take much for me to get kind of loopy. So you notice that the drinks that I normally drink are ones that I can sip so that I don't get really crazy really fast.
That makes sense. I know for a while, like, B and I, our drink of choice was bourbon. And I'm not really sure what it is these days. I think it's everybody's, we just have too many people. Everybody's just, like, doing their own thing.
I remember the bourbon. I've been watching you guys since the very, very beginning, and I remember the bourbon, and there were actually a bunch of posts in Reddit about the importance of bourbon.
It does make a really nice fleet. In fact, we haven't done a, we used to do, like, these Friday night drunk rooms. I think a lot of alliances do them. But we would do Friday night bourbon rooms and Rahatalan. Yeah, I just did a back-in-the-day story for all of you newbies. I can't believe I'm not a newbie anymore. It's really sad.
I was going to try to plug in one of my recording mics, but I don't... It's totally fine. How are the sound levels? And you're right.
You're good.
You're never too old to be new is like an absolutely perfect statement, and you should put that in... the little, like the email that you send out. You are never too old to be new. I learn new things every day. Today I learned I can turn off ship spinning. Hell.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's something that I made a propaganda one time that made fun of PL. I'm sorry.
We make fun of PL. We're PL. We make fun of PL.
But yeah, it used the whole like it had like a cutscene from Platoon where like Elias is getting shot and he's like in pain and they're flying away in the helicopter. And then it said, it like cut to, and it's like, you're never too old to be new again. Don't be a bitter vet or something like that. Anyway, we're ready whenever you are. Because also, like, Mumble is shit audio quality anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I know this. When I did the thing with NoHo, they made me do a parody of In the Jungle. And I made them do the Oimaways. And the latency of 20 different people trying to talk at once was just awful.
You know, I'm really surprised that other people have not pressed record yet, and that I'm like the only one.
No, Lumpy Mayo did. I watched him do it.
He's not down there anymore.
What? It's okay. The less people who have copies of this, the better.
Yep, yep.
All right, are you guys ready to hear my crappy, like, raspy voice? I've been yelling at kids for the last 8 hours. It's gonna be awesome.
Yes. Do it.
Okay, well, here is a rough, and I think I'm only going to make it through the first verse before I start forgetting words, of my new parody of Toxic by Britney Spears. Logic can't choose my broadcast. A girl like me is gonna die fast. It's dangerous. I won't last. There's no escape. Can't warp away. I need your reps. Logic, give me it's dangerous. I'm dying. Too hot. Can't warp out. Losing my shield's armor, going down. Oh, can you heal me now? With one round from the ships, my hull's on fire. Please watch this, I'm slipping under. Oh, crap, hold on a minute. Oh, there we go. A race to see if I'm gonna die. Dropping campers for you, won't you put me on watch list? Killed that damper for you. Won't you put me on watch list? It's getting late. I'm giving up. One more round and I'm blowing up. Slowly they're overtaking me. Too hot. Can't warp out. Losing my shield's armor going down. Oh, can you heal me now? With one round from the ships, my hull's on fire. Please watch list, I'm slipping under a race to see if I'm gonna die. Drop the campers for you, won't you put me on watch list? Kill that damper for you, won't you put me on watch list? And I need to clear my throat, so I'm going to stop there.
That's awesome. I'm like clapping, but it's hard to clap and hold down the push to talk.
That's the first time I've actually ever done that, and you can't even see me, and I'm like blushing, and I'm warm and stuff. I'm like, oh god. But I'm glad you guys.
Thank you. That's awesome. I can't wait to hear the final thing. Now you know that there's potential that this could leak out. So is that okay?
That's totally fine.
Okay. Well, if anybody has any further questions, we can ask. You're welcome to hang out as long as you want, Sindel. We won't reset you back to neutral yet. But yet.
I'm bummed though because one of my alts, the one that does all of the hauling, was set to blue and had all kinds of like calm privileges and stuff, and I don't think she has it anymore. It's very sad.
Well, we can get you hooked up with our hauling service, and you know, if you need to bring more things in, not need, or you're feeling like you would bring more things in, then just let us know. We'll hook it up. We have that. We'll put a fleet on, and you can just use the jump bridge to get to our staging system.
Elendar, I will still give you a ship even if we're neutral. I mean, that's kind of what I'm about, so don't worry about it. I got you. The weirdest donation I've ever gotten. I got 2,000 damaged crystals once.
That's awesome.
I also get a lot of PI stuff, and I get a lot of people who are in Null, and they rage quit, or they become bitter vets, and they just drop everything, whatever station they're in, they'll just drop it there, set up contract for me, and then just quit. I would love it if you donated Exotic Dancers, male for me to add to my collection. I currently have 15,000 of them.
Do you, like, put them in your cargo bay when you travel?
I used to, but I decided that I love them too much, so I keep my male exotic dancers at home. However, when I am traveling, you can normally find a Pax Amar, some spiced wine, some spirits, and a pony in my hole. So if I die and they drop, then you're very welcome.
That's awesome.
Also, yeah, that's one thing I learned a couple years ago. I didn't know that they made ponies, but when you look at the livestock, it is indeed a pony, and I got ponies for my birthday a couple years ago. It was great.
Oh my gosh, Lichton's here. Lichton, hi.
I saw him come in.
I didn't see him come in.
I was trying to be quiet and not interrupting. Hey, Phil, how are you doing, hon?
I'm good. Your voice is back. Yay.
I know. This is what my real voice sounds like. How's the master class going?
It's going.
She was talking about how you like had no voice.
Oh, yeah, it was a little bit of an issue.
But your karaoke was lovely. Salto, my husband knows about my exotic dancers, and while he acknowledges that's an addiction, it is a relatively inexpensive one, and it doesn't really do any real-world harm.
There you go.
It's as long as she makes dinner, it's more like it.
All right. I have been unable to get a hold of Kigali, but he sends his love to you.
Let me missed out.
I know. We're really bad. We need to get better at scheduling these at times that are better. But thank you for coming. And I actually have an announcement to make right now. Next Masterclass Monday is going to be Mark 721, is that right, Sindel?
726.
726, my gosh. Okay, so next is going to be Mark 726. And he does the Eve travel blog. And he's really cool, really nice guy. And we're going to be talking about like all the random like places that exist in New Eden.
He's also one of the best lore masters that are playing. Anything you want to know about background to this game, you guys ask him. He knows so much stuff.
Yeah, so it's going to be like story time, and it's going to be really awesome. And then also, we are having a special masterclass Monday on Sunday, and Elo Knight is coming, and he is going to lead a brave roam slash hero roam to wherever the... wherever he wants to go. So I think the only rule is we can't hit solid structures. So there you go. Come for that. I don't have times on either of those in place, but I will be announcing those shortly. And then we'll look forward to seeing you there. Cool. Thanks, Sindel. Or Sindel. I'm sorry. Is it Sindel or Sindel? I keep messing it up.
It is Sindel, like the lady from Mortal Kombat that kills people with her hair and screams their flesh off of their body, because that's awesome. But I have been called all kinds of variations of it all. I was recently called Sindelian, because apparently that's easier to say. So it really doesn't matter. I answer to most things. But thank you for having me on. I had a lot of fun. And if you guys need anything, you know where to find me. And just send a message to the Angel Project, and I'll be more than happy to help.
Yeah, that's right. Just relay message of the day. The website is in there. And you can also check out more of our music and stuff, too.